with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. It was a scene of tears and cheers inside and out Los Angeles' Staples Center on Monday. 20,000 Los Angeles Lakers fans from near and far gathered inside the arena for a touching memorial service for basketball legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others killed in a helicopter crash last month. Outside, hundreds who couldn't get tickets jammed the surrounding sidewalks. Both inside and out, people from as far away as Europe said they felt a special connection with Bryant. After a month of grieving following the January 26 crash, many said the memorial finally brought closure. Kobe Bryant's widow has sued the companies that own and operate the helicopter that crashed in fog and killed the former Los Angeles Lakers star and their 13-year-old daughter last month. The wrongful death lawsuit filed by Vanessa Bryant on Monday says the pilot was careless and negligent by flying in cloudy conditions January 26 and should have aborted the flight. The pilot was among the nine people killed in the crash. The lawsuit came as a public memorial service for Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna, was being held at Staples Center. In their latest bid to combat California's affordable housing crisis, state lawmakers announced a package of bills to limit development fees that can add tens of thousands of dollars to the price of a new home. However, local governments depend heavily on the fees, which typically are used to pay for schools, roads, and parks. Lawmakers said they were discussing those needs, but have not yet decided how the fees might be replaced. Two bills address affordable housing, one by having the state reimburse local governments that waive impact fees on affordable projects, the other by reducing impact fees on affordable housing built in densely populated areas. A lawsuit by homeless people against Caltrans has been settled for $5.5 million. The class action suit from 2016 claims Bay Area Caltrans workers destroyed the property of homeless people while conducting sweeps of agency land and under freeways. Alyssa Della Piana is legal director for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. She says the settlement now requires Caltrans to give 48 hours notice.
All of this is required by the Constitution. It hasn't been happening. It will be huge for people across the state to have those rights protected.
$1.3 million of the settlement will go to homeless people. Caltrans will pay $700,000 to a homeless nonprofit, and $3.5 million will go to attorney's fees. Della Piana says legal costs were more than $10 million.
This is obviously a settled amount, and not a penny of this will go to anything but future work for civil rights and social justice in California.
A judge will need to approve the settlement next month. Riverside County supervisors are expected today to formally establish a committee to analyze data and make recommendations on the redrawing of county districts following the 2020 census. The executive office returned with a model for the committee's makeup that essentially mirrors what was in place following the 2010 census. The previous census-based redistricting steering committee was comprised of one representative from each supervisor's office, the county assessor, and an assistant county executive officer. The one proposed by the EO this time seeks a slight modification, with the addition of the county's chief information officer, whose job will include utilizing the Department of Information Technology's Geographic Information System software to remap district boundaries to exact dimensions. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.